Machines and consistent workflow help a business continue to grow. Do we have the right lead generation machine, the right sales machine, the right customer journey machine, the onboarding machines, the social media machine or brand machine? There are literally several machines you can create. So I would just brain dump. What are all the machines you want to have in your business and break it down so that it's a process you can continue to build on and not work on the whole thing of your business, because it can get very overwhelming. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to the Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to the Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say, thank you all for listening. I appreciate you being here and being a part of this community. Whether you're listening to this on a drive or on a walk or during your workout or getting ready, just know that I love hearing your feedback, seeing your messages, and you sharing it with the world. How many of you guys have ever wondered how many people were actually growing or scaling their business very quickly? How many have noticed someone in the industry that has taken their business 3x or even 10x in a very short period of time? And you think, what if I had access to the cheat code or the playbook? Well, today, my friends, in this episode, I'm going to share with you the 5C framework we teach our clients when it comes to growing or scaling their business. And it has helped me over the years scale not only my own businesses, but now I've actually seen proof of it helping other business owners and agents. It's called the 5C framework for scaling a business or growing a business. So the first C starts with clarity. Clarity. Do you have the clarity on where you actually want to take your business? It could be an income goal, a unit goal, a sales goal, a transaction goal, a percentage goal. Where is it that you actually want to go? It's sort of your North Star in the business. If we don't have clarity in where we actually want to grow our business, things are constantly distracting us. We think that everything is an opportunity. And I always say, in the lack of clarity, everything is a bright and shiny object. It's no different than if you were preparing for a marathon. You commit to a marathon, there's so many steps to get your body, your nutrition, your training, breathing right, but it's super clear that when you commit to a marathon, it is 26.2 miles, regardless of where it is being held in the world. You can be running a marathon in Chicago, in San Francisco, or in Japan, or in the Philippines. It will always be 26.2 miles. So ask yourself right now, do you have too many options or goals that's making you confused on what to focus on? Because guess what? When a mind is confused, it stalls, or you get into analysis paralysis. And number two is capacity. The second C is capacity. What's your capacity? What's your bandwidth? I often hear people are overwhelmed because they have bandwidth issues and they don't have the reps of doing it. So in the phase of learning, you're actually building that muscle. And in order for you to grow and scale from where you are, do you actually have the capacity to install new strategies or train new leverage or take on new challenges? I mentioned this to our private clients. If we are out of capacity, then me giving you new strategies may not work. You will only be more stressed out. There's so many ways to get more capacity, and it could be through automations, better systems, better team members, or better talent. And sometimes pay attention to who steals the most minutes out of your day. Right now, I've been growing our internal team and have been watching who actually drains my capacity and drains my batteries, right? And who gives me my minutes back without even being asked, because guess what? I want to give them more opportunities and more bonuses for the long term. Sometimes we can also gain minutes back by just hiring the people that have already had the knowledge and that have already been there, done that, to fast track our growth. Number three, the third C, is core foundations of the business. What do you already have in place? How does a business generate revenue? How does it make money? Sometimes it's looking at your core foundation and asking, where are we leaving money on the table? Most of the time it's in follow-up or acquiring new clients, also known as client acquisition. And most of the business I look at today, where there's peaks and valleys in their business, is lead generation, or the conversion of sales is off. The fourth C is create machines. Machines and consistent workflow help a business continue to grow. Do we have the right lead generation machine, the right sales machine, the right customer journey machine, the onboarding machines, the social media machine or brand machine? There are literally several machines you can create. So I would just brain dump. What are all the machines you want to have in your business, and break it down so that it's a process you can continue to build on and not work on the whole thing of your business, because it can get very overwhelming. But guess what? I hate to break it to you, and I've learned the hard way, when we are scaling fast, what works today and what works right now may not work when you triple the business, or let alone 10x the business. As an example, is like if you were a solo agent and or a solo practitioner, you give a lot of attention in the experience. You are able to call several of your clients all the time. But when you have a double the client amount, so let's say you were handling five clients and you can have, or five escrows, you can constantly call them and give them updates. But when it's 10, when it's 20, when it's 100, you got to really think about a system of like, how can we touch and build that one-on-one relationship at scale? So this is why breaking down your machines in the business and finding out what machines do we need to create can help us grow and scale our business. Last but not least is the fifth C, which is collaboration. Whether it's people on your team, your staff, a coach, a mentor, your peers, that can help bounce ideas on what worked, what didn't work, what needs to be adjusted, and what do we need to take action on. When you are scaling, this can also mean collaboration and expansion of partnerships, JV partnerships, markets, or in talent. So collaboration is such a good piece to wrap up all of these C's in the 5C framework. So just to recap, the 5C framework for growing or scaling your business starts with 1, clarity, 2, capacity, 3, core foundations, 4, create machines, and 5, collaboration. Running a business is hard and it isn't always easy. So having frameworks in your business and life just simplifies things. With these 5C framework, you can really think about going through these different steps and see how you can actually grow or scale your business. If you are looking to grow your business this year with more focus, we have several things that we're doing to help each and every one of you, such as private coaching, masterminds, and retreats that you may want to take advantage of. So just go to letsplaybigger.com to get more details. And if you are listening or looking for ways to partner or collaborate or looking for opportunities because we are hiring, also go to letsplaybigger.com. You never know where one conversation, one connection can lead you. So take that bold action today. Thank you all for hanging out with me today and listening to our quick episodes. Until our next one, don't forget to keep playing bigger. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you can never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.